Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship and as we just praise our God for the good news that he has to offer us. Have you been to Jesus for his cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of
and people that are coming back, and we're just grateful. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just so blessed and so honored to be here this morning to worship you, to praise your name, and to witness some of your saints get baptized this morning. Just such an honor and privilege to know you and feel your love and feel your presence this morning.
Fathom. I mean, just the starting lines of that, right? Like, who am I? Who are we that we deserve this? I mean, we don't. It's only by his incredible, incredible grace that we can say we are his children, not by anything that we have done, not by anything that we can do. And once you're a child, you don't have to worry about, you know, being like, doing the right things to continue being his child. You are his child, and he loves you as you are, and he's drawing you closer and closer to him because of the great love that he has for each and every one of us. So let's just praise him for that, because he is so good. Yeah, we can clap for him. He's so good. Precious Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we thank you so much that you have adopted us as your sons and daughters, Lord. When we were broken, when we were slaves to sin, God, you set us free, and now we are who you say that we are, God. You break every chain that holds us down, Lord. You renew us, you restore us, you redeem us and cleanse us, God. Your mercies are abundant and endless, God. When we think that we understand your grace and your mercy, we've barely scratched the surface, and you keep revealing more and more of yourself. And so, Lord, we praise you for just how good and loving and merciful you are. We love you, Lord. Amen. Just rest in the amazing grace and love that he has for you. Amazing grace, the earth.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you to the worship team for leading us in praise and worship this morning. And just as a point of announcement, if you want longer time just to linger in praise and worship and in prayer this Wednesday night at 6:30, we'll be having a night of worship and prayer. I invite you to that time. Look forward to having that extended time of praise and worship. I'm going to move into a time of celebrating communion together. I invite you to listen to the words of the Gospel of John, chapter 19, and verses 28 through 30. This is John's account of the death of Jesus after being crucified. And it says later, John chapter 19, verse 28, later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." And a jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." Can you say that with me? It is finished. One more time with me. It is finished. And with that, he bowed his head and he gave up his spirit. Friends, as we sang this morning about the amazing grace, can you hear me? About the amazing grace of God. Hold on.
That's amazing. All right. Well, now you're all awake if you weren't already. So as we sang about the amazing grace of God this morning, as we sang about who I am, and even as Leah shared, I don't believe she had any idea that I was going to talk this morning just for a moment before communion about the fact that it is finished, that there is nothing that we can gain, nothing that we can lose in our identity in Christ because Jesus fully finished his work on the cross. See, our salvation is not dependent upon my performance. It's not dependent upon your performance. It's dependent completely upon the performance of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he, fully God and fully man, is the only one to live a perfect, holy, sinless life, which qualified him to be the pure, perfect, holy Lamb of God that would be slain for the sins of the world. One time, for all, completely perfect sacrifice and completely finished. Friends, there's nothing we have to do to add to the work of Jesus. There's nothing that we have to do. It's not a Jesus and his work on the cross plus my work. It is Jesus alone. Jesus alone and his work on the cross. And that is, I think, the greatest message that we can ever hear. Every other religion on the face of the earth says we have to do something to go to God. But Christianity says, because we can do nothing to go to God, God came to us in the perfect person of Jesus. And with his work on the cross finished, he is able to say, it is finished. And so this morning, as we would celebrate communion, I would invite you to take one of those communion packs this morning and to peel away the top level to expose the bread wafer below. Jesus, the night before he was crucified, before he was there on the cross and said, it is finished, gathered with his disciples on Passover and said, this bread represents my body, which is broken for you. If you would continue to read in John 19, it's interesting. It says that Jesus, while the two thieves on the cross to speed up their deaths had their legs broken, Jesus did not have his legs broken because he willingly, as we read at the end, he willingly gave up his spirit. His body, we say, has been broken for us, but even not where a single bone was broken, but instead, he willingly gave up his physical life, his body, for us, so that we could have forgiveness of sin. So that we would not have to make our way to God or add anything to the work of Jesus, but so that in his body, with sin laid upon it, he could make the perfect sacrifice and say, through his body on the cross, it is finished. In celebration and in gratefulness for the work of Jesus, offering his body on the cross, let us eat the bread together. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for offering and giving your body on the cross for us. We praise you and we thank you. If you would peel away that second layer to expose the juice. Scriptures say that after supper on that night, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this cup represents the new covenant in my blood. As often as you would drink it and eat the bread, do both, you would do it in remembrance of me. The blood, the cup represents the blood shed for us for the forgiveness, the washing away of our sin. Nothing to add. It's all complete. His once for all shedding of his blood is sufficient for our salvation for all time, as long as we have come to receive him as Savior and Lord. What glorious news that is, amen? What glorious news that is. It is finished. It is finished. With joy and gratefulness and celebration to our Savior and his finished work on the cross, let us drink the cup together. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your finished work on the cross, that there's nothing we have to add. There's nothing that we have to do in addition to your sacrifice, your body and your blood, your life for us. It's sufficient. It's enough to cover our sin. I thank you, Jesus, that you stand for us. You secure us in yourself. You make us righteous. You make us holy. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. In the strong and mighty name of Jesus, I ask and pray these things. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. So as we come to celebrate baptism today, over the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about what baptism is, what it represents, that water represents as these four individuals will